Instant inspiration. Instant inspiration. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly and University of Healing in Campo, California. Everyone is gifted. People would like to accomplish more, but people would accomplish more if they had more challenges. And you say to yourself, more challenges? Who needs more challenges? Seems as though we got enough challenges now to do more than we want to do, I tell you. So what is this about? People need more challenges. Well, what is a challenge? A challenge is an opportunity to stand forth for something. A challenge is an opportunity to determine who you are. Now, say for instance, you're working with a horse, or you're working with a dog, and the dog likes some people and doesn't like other people. And so the dog is feisty with some people and bites them, and yet they can still love him and play with him, but he still bites them. Now, this is not acceptable. Now, that's a challenge. Now, we can kill the dog, and we won't have the challenge anymore. We can move that person out of our life, and we don't have a challenge anymore. But we have both the dog and the person in our life. Now, what are we going to do? Every time we have had a challenge come up in the past, I have said to everyone, this is what I'd like you to do. And for some reason or other, you didn't feel that it was necessary to do. Now, we had the too many pinchers here, and I said, don't keep them on the leash all the time. They're not going to learn to mind and come when they're not on the leash, you know, if they're always going to be on the leash. And so no one took the time to do it. Everyone took time to pet the dogs and to love the dogs and to play with the dogs, but no one took the time to train the dog to be obedient off the leash and on the leash. And so one day, one of the dogs just dashed out the open door, which was kind of a fun thing to do. A lot of people have dogs that do that. They don't train them, and they dash out the open door. They dash after cars. They chase cars. Dogs chase cars and get run over. And this is what should happen, because people who have dogs and don't train them not to chase cars deserve to have them lost. I say, oh, that's cold. That's cold. No, nothing in life is cold. If a mother does not train her child to be obedient and to behave and to be moderate and to live a cooperative life with the community the child's in, the mother is causing the child to have many obstacles in his life and causing the child perhaps to even bring his own demise very soon. Because if the child's not cooperating, the police are going to go after him and they'll shoot at him and kill him. Now, that's not a nice thing to do. But this is the way it happens. And so when we don't take the challenges that we have, whatever they may be, and instantly work on them, we're not getting the benefit from it. We have the challenges, and people would accomplish more if they had more challenges. Now, every challenge that we become master of, the next challenge is easier, and the next challenge is easier, and the next challenge is easier, and pretty soon there are no challenges for us, even though challenges per se present themselves to us. Because we don't look at things as a challenge, we look at them as a solution, which is what we ultimately have to do anyhow. So if we look at the man, who the dog who bites the man, and the man who is bitten by the dog, that's a challenge. Now, what is the solution? We think the solution is making the dog have friendly overtures with the man. But we don't know some of the things that are going on within the man's consciousness. We don't know some of the unhappiness that he is experiencing in his consciousness. And now, do we want the dog to tolerate that in anyone in our world? And the answer is yes, we do. We do not want a watchdog. We do not want a guard dog. We do not want a dog that's going to bite anybody. So this is why we have to be very careful. Now, I said the same thing with Snuggles too, yeah, Snuggles too. And Snuggles ran out and got himself disappeared. And I was thinking more of Prince. And Prince, way back when, he always was a little bit feisty. He had in his nature the idea that he was a guard dog. And that was not what we wanted up here. But he was a guard dog, not of adults, but of children. He was guarding us from children. And perhaps there was a wisdom in that. But he was guarding us from children, and we didn't take it into account. We just let him be around children, because some children he seemed to react to nicely, and others he didn't. And we almost got ourselves into trouble with that. And we don't want those sort of things to happen. If you have a dog that you cannot train to get along well with people, and you're going to have the people on the property, and the people are going to be here, either the people have to go or the dog has to go. And or the dog has to be kept under restraint whenever that person is here. So it's a matter of training, if we were training, but now he's 6 years old, and we're letting a lot of years go by in this training field of preparing him, because he's been a challenge before. He's been a challenge before. And we have not really done anything about it. And that's rather unfortunate. Now, what are we going to do? How are we going to face this challenge? How are we going to do it in any way at all? Well, you might say, why don't we use the principle? Why don't we use the law of cause and effect? Why don't we do this? Well, why don't we? Why don't we? Now, when Ingeborg takes Button out to see someone, she has in the back of her mind that Button might be feisty and might be bothersome, so she holds the leash sternly, and she's transmitting to the dog that this is a guard situation, and even though Button set it up himself. But when Sylvia took him out, it's the same way. You took him out to control him, to restrain him, to keep him under control. Now, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? So, you know what they do when they train dogs to be savage dogs? They wear gauntlets, you know, mm-hmm. And then they work with the dog in that way. So, who knows what sort of attitude is going on in the other person's mind? And what sort of thinking is going on? Does it matter? Well, what are we supposed to do about it? What are we supposed to do?
We put the cause in motion. Okay. We have the right thoughts.
I see Button harmonious with all.
Ingeborg, what do you see?
Yes. Button is harmonious with everybody.
All right. Button is a love dog. Button loves everyone. He is a love dog. He creates friends for us. Snuggles created friends for us, wherever Snuggles went. Snuggles was a dog that everyone just had to come and love. And that's beautiful. Now, the little Jack Russell that we took to Ray, he's a friend dog too. And my gosh, everybody come along, want to pet him and want to be friends with him because he's such a lovable dog. And that's the kind of attitude we must have about Button, that he's a lovable dog and a friendly dog. And he does not nip at people at all. Because if he does, then he's not welcome on campus under those circumstances. If you will not obey the rules of the house, you're not welcome in the house. You're my son, and if you're going to drink alcohol in the house, and we have a rule here that you don't, then out you go. You either stop drinking alcohol or you go. And so many mothers, they said, I don't care what you guys do, but you're not going to sleep in my house. You know, unmarried couple, you're not going to sleep in my house. That's just my rules. And whatever you guys do, it's your business, but you're not doing it in my house. I am not authorizing it, condoning it. Whatever happens in my house, I am condoning. I'm approving of it. And so this is true for dogs as well, as cats as well. You see, we have the chance to really have the principle demonstrated just so perfectly with each little illustration that comes up. And what are we doing? We're running scared. We got our tail between our legs and we're just frightened to pieces as to how well we can handle this. And if that's what we're going to do, then we're not very good teachers of the principle. We should speak our word so definitely and so positively that there is not the least bit of a thought of anything. Button is a love dog. Button is a love dog. Button is a love dog. Button loves everybody. Button loves everybody. Button is a fun dog. Button is a fun dog. Button loves children. Button loves adults. And Button even loves people that aren't very nice, because Button knows about them. He knows the inner depth of them. Button's only interested in being a loving dog, a friendly dog, a wonderful dog. And you see, when you say that, pretty soon you're going to believe it yourself. And you're going to stop believing that he ever did anything. And then you will look at the hand of the person and you say, where was it? Where was what? You know? And there'll be no remembrance. There'll be no thought about it. Oh, my God, that's ancient history. Might have been 10 minutes before, but that's ancient history. But we have the opportunity to take this challenge. You see, we have these challenges, but we don't take them. People would accomplish more if they had more challenges. You got the challenge, but you don't take it. Now, what Ellen could do, Ellen could take the challenge of cleaning all the windows in the place and keeping up the books and writing her articles and translating the text for the different books that we're doing. And she could just go kazoo, you know. And Ellen could do that. Now, why doesn't she do that? It's a challenge. So she delegates authority and has other people help her do that to get all the things done. But why doesn't she do it herself? I mean, what the heck? She's big woman there. She can handle it herself. She's a mature lady. She doesn't need to have help. Well, you see, this is not what it's all about. What it's all about is to be the master of yourself and to be able to delegate responsibilities and delegate opportunities. Now, that doesn't mean that if your job description doesn't call for that, that you do it. It only means that if your job description calls for that, then you do it. Now, Ellen's calls for that. Now, Sylvia's job description calls for being the abbot and telling the monks what to do, right? Right. What?
Right.
Oh, I thought a little hesitation there. And Ingeborg's job is being a monk and doing the projects that she has assigned, right? Yes?
Yes.
Yes? And Ellen, she's a monk and she does the projects she has assigned.
That's right.
And what projects do you have assigned to you, Ellen?
As a monk or as a monk?
I don't care.
To be myself and have fun.
Well, now that's an easy one. When I put this on conference, that it does that. Mm-hmm. Now, that's an easy thing. But what is that all about? To be yourself and have fun. Now, is yourself the president? Then everything that includes the president, you must do. That's being yourself and having fun. Is being yourself being the chief executive officer? Then you must do all of that and do it beautifully, if that's what your title is. If your title is a monk, then you must do everything that a monk is supposed to do. And if your title is a minister, you must do everything a minister and a practitioner, everything a practitioner is supposed to do. And a woman, everything a woman is supposed to do. And a mother, everything a mother is supposed to do. And a grandmother, everything a grandmother is supposed to do. And a wife, everything a wife is supposed to do. Now, can you see, this is endless. This is endless. Long as the stream of consciousness flows on who we are, the opportunities are there, the challenges are there to be ourselves. Are we taking advantage of that? Or are we running away from the challenges? Are we running away from the challenges saying that's somebody else's responsibility? Ingeborg is doing, I don't know what you're doing. What do you do? You do the mail? Okay, Ingeborg is doing the mail. And so she's making a lot of mistakes. She's goofing up with the mail and doing a lot of mistakes. And so that's not my job. That's Sylvia's job as the abbot, or it's Ellen's job as the president, but not my job. It's not my job. It's not my job that Inga is goofing up. It's not my job. But what is my job?
To see Ingeborg doing everything right.
To see what?
Doing the mail right.
To see what?
To see yourself doing everything right.
Well, if I see Ingeborg doing it right,
who?
Then I do myself
who?
Right.
Who?
Oh, you mean probably Inga.
Who? Oh, Inga?
Ah, Inga.
Oh, Inga. So, if you see Inga doing everything right, you must be doing everything right.
That's right.
And if you see her doing anything wrong, then you must be doing something wrong. So if you see her doing everything right, you're doing everything right. Now, wouldn't it be just a lot easier just to see yourself doing everything right?
No.
And seeing everybody in your world, your creation, doing everything right? And then when would Inga make a mistake?
Never.
That's normal, isn't it?
Please.
Yes.
Thank you. The microphone really can see you're nodding. She's sitting over there waving her head up and down, you know, and saying, yes. But the microphone can't see that. So, you know, you got to perform for this,
yeah.
Too. Yeah. Okay. But you see, this is what we do. Everyone is gifted. And the gift that you have, the blessing that you have, is the ability to speak your word and demonstrate the truth about yourself. Demonstrate whatever obstacle comes your way, you look at it and see it as a solution. And seeing it as a solution, it's not an obstacle. It's not a problem. But if you bitch and holler and scream and stamp your feet about it, then it possesses you. It rules you. It messes you up. But when you just look at it and you say, hey, all is in divine order. And then you go about acting as though it's in divine order. So it is. But this is very important for us to work on. And it is something that we can each do. And with the dog, all is in divine order. But you got to believe it. Now, this house next door is quarantined because the people have Asian flu and mumps, measles, chicken pox, and everything else that's contagious. And so you shouldn't go over there, because if you go over there, you're going to pick it up, the contagion. Now, is that true?
No.
It is true if you believe it. And it is not true if you don't. Well, the doctor will say, well, how can you say you don't believe it? Because look, they got it. Well, they believed it. You see, it's a subtle thing. It's a subtle thing to say that you don't believe it and then not believe it. Or rather, to believe that you are the pure white light of love and your immunity is just fantastic to all conditions in life. You understand? So putting into practice these principles demands an attention that is unbelievable. And once you practice that attention, you're writing 100-word essays without thinking about it. You are doing this without thinking about it. You get up in the middle of the night saying, I am God, God I am. You live your life living in the awareness that this is fulfilled. And this is what it's all about for us. And that's why it's so important to do everything right and to do it now. So, remember, everyone is gifted. People would accomplish more if they had more challenges, because they would then have more solutions. So.